chapter 35 to 36. Beloved, how blessed and wonderful are the gifts of God! Life and immortality, splendor and righteousness, truth and outspokenness, faith and confidence, self-control and holiness. And all of these things fall within our mind. Therefore, what shall we say about those things which are being prepared for those who endure? Only the Creator and Father of the ages, the Most Holy, alone knows their quantity and their beauty. Therefore, let us earnestly contend to be found in the number of those who endure for Him, that we may share in the announced gifts. But how shall this be done, beloved? If our mind is fixed by means of faith on God, if we earnestly seek the things which are pleasing and acceptable to Him, if we do the things which appertain to His blameless will and follow the way of the truth, casting away from us all unrighteousness and lawlessness, greediness, rivalry, both malignity and trickery, both whispering and calumny, God-loathing, both arrogance and false pretension, both vainglory and ambition. For those who do such things are loathed by God, but not only those who do them, but instead also those who consent to them. For the writing says, "But to the sinner, God has spoken, why do you describe my righteous decrees and take my covenant into your mouth? While you hate correction and have cast my accounts behind you. When you saw a thief, you ran with him and have put your share with adulterers. Your mouth has abounded with evil, and your tongue has woven plans of deceit. You sat to calumniate your brother, and have laid a stumbling block against your own mother's son. These things you have done, and I kept silent. You have thought, O lawless one, that I should be like yourself. I will reprove you and set yourself before your own face. Understand these things, all of you who forget God, lest He tear you in pieces like a lion, and there shall be no one to deliver you. A sacrifice of praise shall glorify me, and in them is the way by which I will show him the salvation of God." Beloved, this is the way by which we found our Savior, Jesus, the Anointed One, the chief priest of all of our offerings, the protector and helper of our weakness. Through Him, we strain our eyes toward the heights of the heavens. Through Him, we see, as in a glass, His blameless and most excellent appearance. Through Him, the eyes of our hearts have been opened. Through Him, our unintelligible and darkened mind blossoms up anew toward His marvelous light. Through Him, the Master has willed that we should taste the knowledge of immortality, who, being the brightness of His greatness, is so much bigger than the messengers, as He has inherited a more excellent name. For this is what is written, who makes his messengers spirits, and those who perform his duties a flame of fire. But concerning his son, the master has spoken this, you are my son, today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the farthest ends of the earth for your possession. And again he says to him, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore, who are his enemies? All the indifferent and those who set themselves to oppose his will.